Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Probably pretty good if you've been filling up, at least for regular, even premium, let's face it. Today I looked at a price right around the corner from my house and I noticed that there were cars. I thought, what are they doing, giving away free turkeys? Gas was $2.10. I thought I read the sign wrong, so I circled back to check it out. $2.10. Yeah, we get excited in this country about the price of gas, especially when we're talking about two and change, getting closer to that $1 and something. And can you imagine if we actually really did get down to a place where we were about like $1.50? For all of you listening in Europe, and I know we have listeners that listen to us in Europe and Sweden, in South America, you are paying way more than we're paying for gas. And having spent some time in Ireland and in England, boy, oh boy, it is a shock. Even though everybody tells you it, you know it, you rent a car, you go to fill up, and you cannot believe what you have to pay. So there is something about gas that triggers us, for sure. And I'll tell you, I think it really is going to dip even lower. We'll see what happens with OPEC, but boy, they don't like where things are going, even though they can afford for it to dip and dip and dip, but they don't want to see that happen. There goes one palace. There goes another palace. It's really changing the face of how we look at oil and how we should look at crude, I think, in this country. We've had several people on talking about that. All right, the big buzz in the backyard, though, still continues to be the hack attack in North Korea and the interview being scrubbed by Sony Pictures. That and Cuba. I mean, this Cuba story is huge. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to chat with my pal Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, about just that. He went through machinations about Cuba and really upset a lot of people when he talked to Ilian Gonzalez's father when all of that was happening. And he talks about Cuba and opening up the lanes and how it's different now, and brings up a very good point, one that I have to admit I really didn't think about, although I constantly think about what we're doing as far as adding to the massive treasure chest of China. Every time we go to Walmart, every time we buy all these things that are made in China, whose pockets are we lining? So in criticizing, and I realize this, in criticizing Castro, which I think is very valid, but in looking at the Cuba situation, keep in mind what we're doing with China. So what, we have these open lanes in with the Chinese, and they have massive human rights violations. They do some horrific things to people, but nobody cares about that, but yeah, we care about Cuba. I didn't make so much that comparison. Now a few people in D.C. are starting to get me to see the realization that, bingo, if you're going to be that way with China, why take such a hard stand with Cuba? And in a recent poll in Little Havana, things and mindsets have certainly changed there, but I think that's because some of the older Cubans who escaped the Castro regime have died off, and it's their offspring that feel differently about that. So the president now is saying, you know, this is it. This is the decision to normalize relations with this country that has drawn Americans in and has certainly upset many Americans, too, as well. So now, if you look at it, and we really open up this lane, what does it mean? It means you're going to have more American tourists go there. If the U.S. eases these Cuban sanctions, it's going to also mean that there's going to be more commerce, obviously, there's going to be legal commerce anyway. And everybody automatically thinks Cuban cigars, because naturally that's where your mind goes. So many Cubans, as Bob Ney will talk about, they smoked plenty of Cubans on the Hill. So they were getting the cigars from somewhere. And now all of that veil would be lifted away from that, too. But is it the right thing to do? Or is it still buried deep inside this Cuban community that this is not where we want to be? Hey, speaking of where we want to be, because I want to mix in some good news. It is the holiday season, and I feel like I'm just pelting everyone with negative stuff. So as gas is dipping low, you know what skyrocketed today? The 400 and... First stood at a craps table and get on a roll. You start to throw, or you're just there riding the wave that somebody is providing. And all of a sudden, you really aren't sure what you're doing, but all of a sudden, you're starting to see that you're making a little money there. Your $30 became $60, $90, etc. Well, that was that kind of day on the Dow. 420 points, 421. How about that? And what a beating earlier this month it was for so many stocks. And this time, completely flipped around. Some of that, you wonder, cheap gas, is it good for America? It's good for the economy. Certainly, the Fed is aware of the economic weakness overseas and that drop in the oil prices. At first, it was a little rocky when we started to see that, but now there's an advantage being, I think, taken there, and that's why we saw it jump so high. What does that mean for you? If you have a 401k and a basket of stocks and something, hey, perhaps your stocks shot up and you made a few gains there. If you're controlling your own money and you have, it doesn't matter what you squirreled away, gains there. It's just nice to see an up day, isn't it? It's a super nice. So the Dow is up, gas is down, Cuba's part of the conversation. What everyday life is like in Cuba could change for some of those people, especially, I suppose, if there are more tourists, because now there are tourists, but not quite as many as there have been in the past before relations really broke off 50 years ago. With Cuba, you remember the whole missile crisis and whatnot. Good time to mention to you coming up in our second hour, Nail the Score. Yep, we had to move it a day. We had to shift something around, but we have nailed the score, so don't forget that. That's coming up at the tail end of our next hour. Whatever the game of the week is, who knows what it'll be, but I guarantee there's some big games with a lot riding on it. What you need to know is you don't have to know anything about the NFL. Once the game of the week is released, you just pick a side and you tell us what you think the final score is going to be. And if you correctly nail the score, you have bragging rights plus all the prizes that you get from America Tonight. We actually did have somebody win once in December. It was right before Christmas, too, so they felt pretty excited, like it was a great early Christmas for them that they had hit their, you know, hit their nail the score and the game, and all of a sudden they were going to get this early package. So you never know. Maybe somebody is going to get lucky. Let's put it that way. Round the bend, Bob Ney talking about Cuba, talking about other politics of the day coming out of Washington. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Is over what's going on in Cuba. Who better to kick things around politically speaking than our friend from Talk Radio News, Bob Ney. Bob, I mean, I'm sure that this has been conversation before that you had when you were in Congress, but how about Obama deciding to reestablish diplomatic relations with Cuba, even wanting in the next few months to open an embassy or a consulate there? Wow, what do you say to that?
Oh, it's huge. I posted something on Facebook today about it, how we've had Cuban cigars for years in Congress, you know, on the floor of the House. But this seriously is amazing because of the fact that it's a done deal. And I say that because we have an intersection down there. We have a physical building. They literally just need to switch the sign that says American Embassy. We've got personnel. Now, there's some other factors. An ambassador, which Senator Rubio, a Republican from Florida, says he's going to stop, et cetera. But here is the big deal that is going to make a whole lot of difference from when I was in Congress, and that is this. The Cuban community has changed. The old standard, don't talk to Cuba, don't help Cuba, they have been dying out. And the younger generation wants to see relatives. They want their relatives to do good. They don't understand why they can't send but limited money to them to help them out. So the president has taken a major, absolutely bold step that I think that when the polls come out today, I promise you, the average American is going to say, good, it's okay. It's past time.
But you don't think they're going to say, hey, communist, Castro brothers, things they did to people, this is ridiculous. Oh, how can we get in bed with these people, blah, blah, blah. You don't think we're going to hear like that old school argument that I heard from my in-laws who were Cuban Americans?
Oh, we're going to hear that. But as far as the American people in the polling, I predict that they'll be, you know, they're way past all of this.
Mm.
You know, it's time has come. So, no, we're going to hear a lot of things. And then when you throw out the word dictator, communist, first thing comes to my mind as you pick up something to buy today with China stamped on it. You know, you want to talk about brutal dictators,
yes.
Communists, atheists,
yeah.
American haters.
Yeah.
We have a cultural tie with Cuba. But, yes, older, you know, I mean, I've got a... When I dared to meet with Elian Gonzalez's father, which I did privately when I was in Congress, you know, the Diaz-Balart brothers from Florida were in my face.
Mm.
You know, how dare all of you, you know, meet with these people? Well, one to see for ourselves. So there's still passion, Senator Menendez on the Democratic side, Senator Rubio, but a lot of the old standard, you know, Cubans, they've moved aside for the younger Cubans who really just don't have the same feeling or animosity.
Wow. All right, and then here it's interesting, you know, talking about who's the Republican senators vowing to block the whole thing. And somebody who's kind of stepped around it since he's announced that he's really interested in the presidency is Jeb Bush. And he speaks fluent Spanish. You know, he's married to a Colombian woman. He was the governor, of course, I don't have to tell you that, of Florida. And so now he's being very cautious about how he tweaks this, because I don't think it's as dangerous for Hillary Clinton, but I think it's more dangerous for him.
Oh, I think he's on a tightrope over a couple of issues, but this is one of them. I mean, you want to talk about the timing of this. I mean, it's absolutely amazing timing for him. It does put him into a box. He is from Florida. He's had this whole past history of where he has stood on this issue, and now he wants to run nationally, though. And this is not, and I understand people's passion on this and older Cubans. Surely, I mean, I've talked to them, I understand that, but, you know, the time has come. And so Senator Rubio and Senator Menendez on the Democratic side, they're not going to be able to really just, quote, bring the Congress to a halt over this. This is not a budget issue or an Obamacare issue. This is an issue where the average American is not going to tolerate everything coming to a standstill. It's just not that kind of issue.
Yeah. Moving from that to speaking of dictators, Kim Jong-un and this whole thing about the Sony hack and the fact that that Sony Pictures canceled the release of the interview, boom, because of the cyber attack and the threat and everything else. I mean, they shut down a major motion picture that's been advertised all over the place. What do you make of that?
I have a different theory on this than just the fact of a movie theater might be attacked. First of all, we don't have a history of North Korea being able to do anything over here as far as terrorism. We just don't have that history. Also, there's been bomb threats at theaters. You know, we had a shooting in Oregon and the theaters continued. So one has to think in their mind, I think, something bigger behind this. And what I believe it is the fact that the country of Japan is in serious, delicate negotiations to get a lot of kidnapped people back from North Korea. And Sony, where is it located? Its big presence, Japan. I think that there's a whole political sensitivity that's not just about a movie theater scare over in America. I think eventually this goes back to the Japanese trying to deal with North Korea and Sony. Japan probably is freaking out over this whole thing. That's
Ooh.
What I think.
Ooh, I like that. I like
my
that
theory. No complete proof on it, but that's what I think.
Yeah,
something
I like that.
Bigger than just canceling things.
Yeah, I think there's something bigger than it too. I'm not sure what, but I
now economically
agree.
Though, Kate, look. You know, I wouldn't have watched that movie if he had a gun to my head. And now I'm going to be probably smoking a Cuban watching the interview at Christmas.
Well, yeah, if I'm the actors, if I'm Seth Rogen and James Franco, for them, I mean, yeah, this is people want to see it now. People that, like you say, normally wouldn't have
watched.
Seen it well.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, the other thing is, you know, you spent a lot of time in the Middle East, and you see what just happened in Pakistan. Unbelievable. Over 130 kids, those tiny coffins. So sad, Bob. What? So is this the Taliban saying, listen, you know, we're gonna come right back at you, Pakistani military, if you dare do anything again where you go after our people?
Oh, it is. You know, the former leader over there, Musharraf, he made this ridiculous statement about India will train this guy. I mean, he's just such a has-been. It's a horrific situation, but this is what it boils down to. Pakistan has cherry-picked. It's had its way. Oh, we kind of like this terrorist. We kind of don't like that one. We're kind of going to do this, and we're going to kind of do that. Even Osama bin Laden, they were angry that we didn't contact them. Well, they would have told him. We're not stupid, you know. So this should be a wake-up call, I think, for Pakistan, because the people are just going to be outraged. I mean, the horrific nature. I mean, they said, how old are you? Then they pulled him out from under benches saying, we're going to take care of you, and shot him. Brutal, evil people. So I think that this is a turning point for Pakistan when it has to decide, you know, does it, in fact, want to take on terrorism, or do they want to have their cake and eat it too, which is what's led to this type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think, politically speaking, was the biggest story of the year? Was it Ebola?
I believe it was Ebola until yesterday. And now, after 50 years, Cuba ranks it all. I mean, that's in my opinion, to the top of the food chain is Cuba. Yes, Ebola was the biggest. Cuba, is now bigger. And I think next year, you know, the president's going to embark on a extremely delicate, like walking a razor path with Iran. And I predict by April, you're going to see a major shift with us in Iran by April.
Wow, really?
Yes,
you think he's going to try to cut a deal, cut some kind of deal?
It won't even go till June. I think in April, and Saudi Arabia is going to be beating its fists down. They're going to be sitting next to Israel, beating their fists down together. People are going to scream and holler. The president's this and the president's that. He's going to make the most major fundamental Mideast move in three decades to stabilize the Mideast.
So that means that the relationship with Rouhani then, who is, because you know it's the Ayatollah really, the supreme being, and also, whoever's, I'll call it, in charge, which is Rouhani, off the heels of Ahmadinejad. So there is more, you think there'd be more give and take with him than there was with Ahmadinejad?
Oh, yes, and President Obama has directly penned a letter to the supreme leader. The supreme leader's written back. They're fighting ISIS. I mean, there's just a lot of repercussions for the future here, because after all, 30 years of isolation, we haven't stopped one singular nuclear buildup with Iran. This is the only way to contain Iran on the proper use of nuclear facilities. But also, can you imagine a normalization with Iran and the power that would bring in economically, stability, and the whole nine yards? Now, if you can get Putin to become normal, then he gets the peace prize again, the president does.
All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much. Always fun to chat with you. Very, very enlightening stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The end of the 113th, when the countdown began, the new American Congress would soon be at hand. Time to take on the tough issues, like taxes and spending. The gridlock in the Senate may finally be ending.
Wow, John Boehner, with a little sarcastic Christmas carol, celebrating a Republican Congress coming soon to a neighborhood near you. That would mean in the beginning of January. The switch is on. The majority rules, and the majority in the Senate will be Republican, and of course in the House as well. Wonder if this was a little bit of foreshadowing as Joe Arpaio disbanded the Immigration Enforcement Squad, maybe thinking he didn't need it any longer. You know, known for his crackdowns on all of the people living in the country illegally in his backyard, he's giving up all of that. I mean, that's what won him his popularity with voters, but also gradually made him a target for Washington folks. So the Maricopa County Sheriff said that he's agreeing to get rid of this controversial squad that's raided businesses to arrest about 700 immigrants who were charged with using fake or even stolen IDs to get a job. And he says that he's already proven his point, that when you get involved, something different happens. The result is different when you go after businesses that you know are doing that. The American Civil Liberties Union, specifically, a lawyer who won a racial profiling case against Arpaio, says that he has proven that when he gets involved in immigration enforcement, he tramples on the U.S. Constitution at great expense to taxpayers and public safety. See, I would argue if you lived in Arizona and saw those dead bodies in the desert and the trucks, the refrigerated trucks that were lined up with Jane and John Doe's, sadly, the rape trees and some of the other pretty horrific images that came out of the more remote areas in Arizona at that borderline, that Arpaio realized, I got to take a tough stance. And if we're saying that you shouldn't hire people illegally, and oh, we want your fingerprints and we want all of you to fill out the specifics, including giving us your birth certificate, which I've had to do in every single broadcasting job that I've had, the revelations of Arpaio, I don't think are that shocking. But now, because of the whole traffic stop stuff, which is what really set the balance in a different direction in Arizona, I think that's what happened with that civil lawsuit, that it wasn't just, okay, we're going after these businesses and licenses and all of that, which I think was a good thing to do, to expose it. Like, don't say one thing and then here, look at who's working in the back and you've got 50 illegal IDs lined up. But when it came down to the fact that there were traffic stops and that you could have lawyers from the American Civil Liberties Union jump all over that, that's an easy case to say, oh, whoa, profiling, because why did you pull them over? And what, you know, why are you doing that? What have you seen that says that they're illegally in this country? And once that happened in Arizona, that changed the game. Now, with Arpaio and with the sheriff's office, you know, like other local law enforcement types, Arpaio left immigration enforcement, now pretty much is leaving it to the feds, saying, okay, that's your baby, then you do it. Well, I'm not going to be involved with that. That's something that you have to get involved with now. And he was really the great hope that he did something about the problem when the feds weren't doing very much at all about it, but it made him very unpopular in Washington. It made him a giant target until he could finally find something to fire on where they could hit Arpaio. He could keep doing what he was doing. And it was working, and it was working in a sense. And then it started to unravel for him when all of that happened. You know, it was probably around 2010, if you remember, when he launched those patrols, the sweeps. We talked about him. In fact, we talked to him on the show. And in some cases, days and days, they would hit certain businesses, and they made these sweeps. And I think he really got under a lot of people's skin because of the fact that he did what should have been done by others who were wearing a shield for the government, not from Arpaio, but he saw it. He saw the double talk and decided he was going to do something about it. So last month, he even filed a lawsuit to dismantle Obama's executive order that lifts the threat of deportation from the millions living illegally in the United States. So he was one of the people that did that. There were a few others that jumped on that too, but Arpaio's name is automatically going to jump out at you when there's any filings of any sort, and especially since, you know, a lot of people have gone after Arpaio, so turn that around on the other side, and of course it's going to draw attention, absolutely. You know, I mentioned Cuba at the very top when I first jumped on, and there's all this conversation about, wow, 50 years, can you imagine? And now the embargo gets lifted, and they ease the restrictions, and now we'd have a consulate there, and what does all of that, you know, mean? And Marco Rubio is the one guy that's saying, well, not so fast. Remember, he has family with deep roots there, and they go back to the Castro era, and they go back to the, we're going to put X's on your house, and you might not see your family if they're speaking out against Castro. So Rubio has no problem with harsh attack, saying one of the problems, of course, is in looking at this, is what do you do about the human rights violations? How are you controlling that? How are you watching what's going on in the face of communism? How are you opening that gateway? And of course, China is the thing that keeps coming up, as I mentioned. Well, what about China? Why are we dealing with Chinese society? Why are we dealing with China on the level we are? You think of how giant it is, the massive population compared to Cuba. And you know what? They pretty much have everything ready to roll. As you heard in my conversation with Bob Ney in Cuba, I mean, it would take nothing to pop up this consulate. It's already there. I mean, some of these things are already happening. So there's no shocking, I don't think there's any shock and awe about to happen because we already know what's going on there. We already know what happened, and we're already in place as far as erecting a place where we've got our own people on the ground ready to go at a moment's notice. I can't wait to see what happens as this conversation weaves through the new Congress, if that makes any difference in the Senate. I mean, you have Rubio and you have others who are blocking, but I want to see what happens once you have the full weight of a completely different Congress where the majority is Republican. Speaking of government, two-thirds of Americans in a Fox News poll say that the government is broken. 80% disapprove of Congress, and the majority polled say they support the Keystone Pipeline. I don't think it's shocking that in any poll, I don't care if it was an NPR poll, saying that the government's broken, I think you pretty much find the same numbers. Two-thirds is 65%. But it's certainly down from 71% in December of 2013. 58% of voters felt in December of 2010, the first time the question was asked, that the government was broken. So this new poll shows a little bit of movement. There's 29% that say the government is working just okay. Only 5% of voters describe it as working pretty well. That's not great for your overall teamwork and job, strengthening your job ties, is it, when 5% of the people polled think that it's working well? 5%, oh, that's brutal. Pretty well, 5%. Over half the Democrats feel the government's broken, 53%, as do most independents, 70%, and Republicans, 74%. So like I said, you could take, here's a no-label issue. You could take whatever you want, whatever letters you want to put in front of it, slanting to the left, slanting to the right, and you're going to get pretty much the same feedback, that no one's happy. And it's not news to be unhappy with the people who represent you. It's just that the numbers are so crazy high. So crazy high. 60% of the people in households with annual incomes under $50,000 rather think the government is broken. It increases to 73% among those making $100,000 and over. So people doing better, people struggling, they meet on the same path and say, you know, forget about it. Forget about it. And I think that's pretty telling. But like I mentioned, it's not unusual, right? We know that. We know that. And for all the people, by the way, looking at healthcare and thinking that the single payer option is the way to go, would you be shocked to know that Vermont is canceling the single payer health system in the state? The governor announced, yeah, we can't do this dream. We can't achieve this. Critically turning around health care reforms in this state, it's not working, it's premature, the single payer is killing us, and it's not right for Vermont. Think it's right for the rest of the country? Stay with us.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
50 years ago, athletes had all sorts of side jobs to make ends meet. Today, across the board, prize money has exploded. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
50 years ago, athletes had all sorts of side jobs to make ends meet. Today, across the board, prize money has exploded. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess. The ATP, the organization governing men's tennis, just announced that prize money would be over $100 million collectively in 2015. Pancho Gonzalez won Wimbledon, the French Open, and the U.S. Open among the tournaments in 1949, winning just a couple of $1,000 for each. Luckily, his father painted houses for a living, so he could always grab a brush in between to make some extra bucks. While the majority of Major League Baseball players today are enjoying the offseason, while their agents may be getting ready to make deals, most haul in at least $1 million a year. Not so in 1908. The great Ty Cobb was paid $4,000 a year by the Tigers, which was a bump in pay. To supplement, he was even an actor in a traveling play called The College Widow. Cobb was lucky. Some of his peers hauled ice, worked in factories, or drove trucks. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts.
Thank you.
forget, coming up in our next hour, your chance to nail the score. Last segment in the next hour, we'll randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. It's like plain bingo, folks. You just pick a side, tell me what you think the score is going to be. Speaking of scores, there was a Thursday night game, and it was Jacksonville taking on Tennessee, and the Jags picked up another win because it's been a rough season for them. 21-13, it was a home game. They are 3-12 this year. The Titans are 2-13. That's when you say entertainment rules, and you better be entertaining at your stadiums. In fact, in Jacksonville, just a quick aside, the owner of the Jags knows that, so they put in a pool, kind of like they do in Arizona for the Diamondbacks, the baseball team, and people can buy tickets to, I don't know what they cost, but it's, I guarantee it's a pretty penny, and they can have cocktails and sit in the pool and be there watching the action if they choose to look over at the field. But that's one of the many things the Jags do to entertain their fans so that they keep people coming back to the game. We are in week 16 in the NFL. One more week and then it's the playoffs. Cannot believe we have gone through an entire season. But guess what? We have. And you know what that also means? It means real or fake. Real or fake Christmas trees. Every once in a while, I trot this out, and I thought about it today because my cousin sent me a picture of my aunt, and right by the tree, she was standing by the tree, and the tree was fake, and I have an aunt that I was really, really close to, and it'd be so fun to go up to her house, but I always noticed how she had a fake tree. It's because you could put it in a box, you pulled it out, you put all of the tinsel on it and the ornaments, and that was it, and try to make it look as good as it could. And it cost you, whatever, a couple of $100. You can get trees, I guess, now. I mean, I'm sure you can get fancy artificial trees for, who knows, thousands of dollars. But you can get a decent one for $400, maybe even less than that. I've seen them for $700 or $800, and they're all over the place. I mean, you can go to Lowe's or Home Depot or wherever, and you can find these fake trees. I just don't think they look as good as the real trees. I mean, it's a raging debate for other people I know as well, because they don't necessarily like the idea, even though it smells good. They don't like the idea of a real tree. It's a hassle getting it into the house. Oh, every year we got to pay for it, and blah, 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 and how are we getting it there and putting it on top of the car or loading it in the back? Nathan, what do you think? Real or fake? Which trees look better? So if it's fake, if it's like decorated different, like flogged, like white, you think it looks good? If it's fake, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it also kind of matters what the room looks like, what else you're doing with it, but like I love a real Christmas tree. I just don't find myself going out and getting one. Maybe if I had maybe a bigger house with more people in it, I might do that. But it smells really nice.
It does. It smells really nice to have a real tree versus a fake tree. I guess there's just something about it. I'm sure people who live where they can go cut their own go and do that. I can't imagine you wouldn't do it. Somebody asked me, well, what about your footprint? I was like, oh, we're talking about going green with green. So the rule there, I guess, is I found this out from someone. If you have to drive more than 10 miles each year to get a real tree, then an artificial tree has a smaller footprint. Who knew? Who knew? And if you reuse the tree, of course, for many years, then you're not, what are you doing? You're keeping, I guess, waste out of the landfill, because they got to pick up the trees and then you got to take the trees away. Although, what about compost? You can compost the real tree. And the artificial tree ends up in the landfill. because you can't recycle them. So really, I would think if it's a green thing, that the real tree is better because it's compost anyway. Absolutely. And then if you have a fake tree, it's got that PVC stuff, and that's carcinogens, which that's not good for you, right? So that can't be. If we're looking at, if that's what we're comparing and we're having that kind of a debate, then I would still think that the real tree would win out because of the, really, if you weigh it, then I think it goes in favor of the real deal. You know, we always got Douglas firs growing up, and it was a big deal to go with my mom. And in I grew up in Cherry Hill, just a stone's throw away from Philadelphia, and there was this cool tree farm, and I don't know if it's even still there now, but we would go, and you'd just be, boy, you'd be walking around forever. It'd be a tall tree, it'd be a thick tree, you know, really where it looked good, the branches looked good, and then we would figure out a way to put it on the car, and that was it. Then there was the tree, and then there was the rigmarole, and think of the Christmas memories I wouldn't have of water spilling out of the base and people hysterical over whether it's standing straight or not or what's happening with the tree, not letting it dry out, putting the water in it. Everything that you go through to keep the tree moist and whatnot. I mean, there's the one thing. I think with the real tree, boy, you got to be so careful about plugging it in, you know, taking it in and out, the lights on and off the tree, because what a fire hazard if you're just careless with that and letting the branches get, you know, not keeping them watered and letting the branches dry out, which, I mean, that's huge. You let that happen and you're just inviting disaster. And every year we know it. Somebody has something, you know, a tree close to a heater. Somebody forgets about the light strand, whatever it is. And for goodness sake, that is not worth it. It's not worth having any kind of a hazardous deal happening in your house, because you're just not really paying attention, or you don't have time to keep up with it. What if you're just not good at that? You're not good at keeping up with it. And they've taken a lot of polls on this. The real thing or the less hassle artificial tree? Do you like them real or do you like them fake? Let me know. Send me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.